Zok the Gemara el hatzara shav shebehen. Chazar adin lo raizek raizel lo raizek raizel. Hatzara shav shebehen. Shall you day tainu kfira hein boyin v'nishba. Af ani avi edim. Shall you day tainu kfira hein boyin v'nishba. That's the mechkar of Rav Chiya. In the beginning of the sugyo, we said Rav Chiya learns out his din from a kal v'choymer. A kal v'choymer. And we even dramatically explained, you need a kal v'choymer. Let me remind you. Why do you need a kal v'choymer? What's Rav Chiya's case? You were tevei 100, the guy was kai for a kol, but there's edim on mixas. Why isn't that a moid of a mixas? Yeah, I know, a moid of a mixas, he was moid with his peh. And over here, actually, literally, mamish genoi his peh said kai for a kol, but there was edim on part of it. Nu, edim is like peh. It's also ki huzeh. It's hainu hach. Let it be a mamatzinu. Let it be the zelbazach. The havana is the zelbazach. The drawer is the zelbazach. Why do you need a kal v'chaymer? The Gemara explains you need a kal v'chaymer. Because by moi de b'miksas, you could be soimeh that he's mishtamet. And then you don't have to be worried about chashad on mamin and all that stuff. But by over here, he's a kai for a kol. And therefore we explained you needed to make a kal v'chaymer to make it a starker drawer. And because it's a starker and drara, then even a smaller tzad of ishtamute is able to be mechai b'shvua. Ad kan, the traumatic or dramatic reminder for what happened on Kimmel Amad Beis. But that's what was going on over there, that we needed a kal v'chaymer. From where was Rav Chiya's kal v'chaymer? From Piv. What was the kal v'chaymer? What was the kal? Why is Piv kal? Because Piv is not mechai knas. And it's able to be mechayev shvuah. We attempted to make a pircha from carbon. We found a different pircha, but now we have a problem. Because at the end of the day, the Gemara said, you cannot learn out Rav Chiya from a flat kal v'chaymer from Piv. Why not? Because there's a pircha. Mala Piv. Piv is so powerful. You know why Piv could create a moedim b'miksas? Because Piv has a power. It's so powerful, hoydos baldin of Piv. Even keneged a hakosh or a hazama, the Piv remains. And even Aiden doesn't have that. It becomes a trey or trey. It becomes huzam. So Piv is not going to be the kal v'chaymer. So the Gemara gave up, and let's move on to the hey. No, actually it didn't. The Gemara came up with a solution. Careful. What was the next stage? After the Gemara, careful. Gimel and Beis still have a lot to do. What was the Gemara's next plan after it totally, in Gansen, sushmetted the Kal V'chaymer with a pircha? Ma'al piv, shekin yeshti v'akosh v'azoma. No Kal V'chaymer from Piv. What was the Gemara's next attempt? Asya me'ed echad. Oh, there's a shvua by ed echad. Ed echad's mechayiv you 100, and you have to swear, connected the ed echad. We mentioned that at that point, it's clear the Gemara was forgetting about Piv. Nothing to do with Piv. If there wouldn't be a parsha of Moed B'miksas in the Torah, there would still be this Kal V'chaymer. Ma'adachay, Echad makes you swear, Shnei Eidem Avada makes you with a shvua. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Eid Echad is on the full 100, so that's why you're going Al Masha Meid Hu Nishba. Over here it's Al Masha Kafar Hu Nishba. So the Gemara then brought in Gilgal to Eid Echad, and the Gemara said, yeah, but over there it's Shvua Gerer Shvua. And then the Gemara started making the spiel, you can't learn out from Piv, you can't learn out from Eid Echad. So finally, we're coming running down to the end. Ma'al Tzara Shavu Shebhen. And this is an important announcement, because it's the Maskona. And if there would be a test, with instructions, short answers, yeah? What's Rav Chiya's Makar for Hadas Eidim? Which meat in the Torah? You said Karbanos this morning. Which one is Rav Chiya learning out of it from? I know that on Gimel Amad Aleph it said very clearly, Mikal V'chaymer. I know on Gimel Amad Beis we were searching the whole time for the Kal V'chaymer. But is it a Kal V'chaymer L'maskana? Is it? Or is it a new limud called Tzar HaShava? Is it a Kal V'chaymer? Or is it a new limud of Tzar HaShava? So it's not Kal V'chaymer? The Braisa quoted Rav Chiya Omer, Shaloi Tehei Hadas Piv Gedoyle Me'Hadas Eidim Mikal V'chaymer. The Gemara is chazer by from that. Let me quote you, the Gemara is chazer by from that. Let me quote you a Tosis that says, Rav Chiya learns it out from a kal v'chaymer of Piv and Eid Echad. It's possible, and there are makoiris to this, that even when you're learning a tzad hashaveh, it's not just a coincidence, it's a tzad hashaveh that's built on kal v'chaymer. Oh yeah? So what's the starting point of this tzad hashaveh? Even better, Rabbeisai, a tzad hashaveh always means there are two melamdin for us, trying to learn something out, and there are two melamdin. A was melamed A, but it didn't work because it was a pircha. So instead, you bring in attempted B. B also had a pircha, and then you say, let's learn a tzara shov of A and B. What's the thing we're trying to learn out? Reb Chiya's din. Don't forget that. Reb Chiya's din, when someone was made 100 and the guy was kofer hakol and Adam said half. Who, what are the two melamdim like the tzara shov? It's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi, Tosfos, many rishonim go, and I'm going to do that first today. Piv and Eid Echad. And I want to make that very clear. L'umaseh, we're going to also get today to the Ramban. The Ramban learns it's not from Piv and Eid Echad. It's from Piv and Gilgul of Eid Echad. And I'm going to get to that. But I first want to talk about it if it's learned that from Piv and Eid Echad. Does the Olam know what does it mean, Piv and Eid Echad? Piv means the case of Moedim Mixas. The case of Moedim Mixas. Eid Echad means the Shvu of Eid Echad. Why is Piv alone not a good Malamid? Why is Piv alone not a good Malamid? There's a pircha mal piv shekanein about kasha. Why is Eid Echad not a malamid? Because Eid Echad is yichai b'shua on what the Eid Echad was made. We're looking at yichai b'shua on the other part. So the Gemara says, you know what? Piv alone is not a good malamid. Eid Echad alone is not a good malamid. We'll make it tzad shava of both. Piv itself not enough. Eid Echad not enough. It's tzad shava. Problem number one. L'choyre, if it's tzad shava, well, we have people of tiny over here. It's not kal v'choymer. If it's takin not kal v'choymer, I have a problem. Because then the whole sugyan gimel amed beis falls down. We needed it to be kal v'choymer to make the drorah starker. If you're like caving in and saying, okay, it's just, it's tzad shava, nishkinoi, big problem. But let's b'chol efen, do you know what tzad shava means? Tzad shava means find the common denominator between the case of moedib mixas and a case of Eid Echad. Don't tell me the drorah of the haidah, because Eid Echad doesn't have Haidah. And don't tell me the drawer of the Erecha that's siding with the Taiveya, because my the Mixus doesn't have that. So it's not the drawer of the Haidah, and it's not the drawer of the Erecha. So what does Piv, my the Mixus, and Erecha have in common? Says the Gemara, and you have to be very careful, because when you choose a Tzara Shava, if you can still find, careful, something in common with those two that the third thing you're trying to learn out doesn't have, then invite it as a Pircha. The more, you know, just generic, you make the tzad hashove, then you're able to get more things in. And the Gemara does something very interesting. The Gemara says, you know what the tzad hashove is? Checklist. Taina ukvira hein boyin. Oh yeah? Where's the taina by Moedim Mixas? He says, you owe me 100. Where's the kvira? He's Moedim on 50. Where's the kvira? The other 50. By Eid Echad, where's the taina? He's taina, you owe me 100. Where's the kvira? He says, I owe you 0. Okay, Reb Chiya's case also. There's a guy tiny, and there's a guy being kofer. Great, so Reb Chiya also is in. Without kal v'chomer, it's a simple case. As long as there's a tiny kfira. What's the big, big, big problem? The big problem is kofer akol. Is kofer akol chai v'shvua? What?
Midaraisa
not. Yeah, there's a tekanah d'rabbanon on the tesis. Yavad, excellent. Midaraisa kofer akol is not chai v'shvua. What is chai v'shvua midaraisa? Moedim b'mixas? Piv? And Eid Echad. And Reb Chiya. Kofer HaKol is not. Why? Kofer HaKol should also be in the Tzad HaShavah. By Kofer HaKol, take stock of the situation. Is there a Taina? What's the case of Kofer HaKol? The guy's tiny, you owe me 100, and he's Kofer HaKol. Is there a Taina? Yeah. Is there a Kfira? Yeah. So Kofer HaKol should also be Chai B'Shvua. You just made the Tzad HaShavah too generic. And maybe in the Chanami, maybe every Kofer HaKol should also be Chayiv. That's what happens. So what's the Eitzah?
No,
I know there's no chiddush of a case, but that's talking what happens. Oh, I don't need the magic word drawer. The tzad hashaveh ignored it and just said, as long as there's a taina and there's a kvira. So every kofer akol should also be chayav shvua. So who asked the kasha? Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos asks, v'im toima. Kofer hakol yoychiach, sh'al yedei tainu kviru pater. So don't tell me that the tzad hashaveh says that anything that has in common with the two malamdim, you don't have to have in common with the malamad of Piv, which has a haidah. You don't have to have in common with the malamad of Eid Echad, which has a Eid Echad. You have to have in common with both of them together. Yeah, what do they have in common, both of them together? Taina ukfira. And Reb Chiya also does. I know, but Kofer HaKol also does. And Kofer HaKol is not chayv. Now there's a funny diak. Tosfos asks, v'im toimar Kofer HaKol yoychiach. Kofer HaKol should disprove the tzad hashaveh. Why doesn't Tosfos ask like the Tosfos HaRosh asks? Kofer HaKol should also be Chai B'Shua. That's how you should ask it. If there's a Zatzar HaShava, and anything that's Kofer HaKol, anything that has a Taina, and a Kfir is Chayiv, so Frek Tosfos HaRosh Taka, V'im Toimar, Kofer HaKol should also be Chayiv. Why did Tosfos not ask that? because Tyson Daf Gimel Amar Aleph already said, and he asked why is Kaifer a Kol Pata. What did Tyson answer after a long drawn out Tyson? The bottom Tyson on Gimel Amar Aleph. What? Ki Huzet is Xeris HaKosuf. There's a Xeris HaKosuf that Kaifer a Kol is Pata. So Tyson didn't ask, hey, Kaifer a Kol should also be Chayiv. He knew that it's not. There's Xeris HaKosuf. But he's asking, the Kaifer a Kol should be a Yechiyach. That you can't make this Tzara Shavah. Taisa Rosh Vaisis didn't hold that this is a fair Shigzeris HaKosef, so he did have a right to ask that Kaifer HaKol should also be Chayiv. Either way, sideway Taisus asks, and then sideway Taisa Rosh asks, what does Taisus answer? V'yesh Loimar? No, you misunderstood. Ha'atzar HaShove Shebehen Yesh Taino Chashuvo D'cheshemoy D'mikzas Oy Eid Makrishoy Nira D'mishaker L'kach Yeshvua. What's the noticeable word that starts with a dollar that's not in Taisus, but I want to plug it in? Drarum. Tosis is saying, don't just read, oh, Taina Ukvira, any case when one guy Tainas and one guy's Kaifer, so then the din is your potter. No, there has to be a Taina Chashuva that the guy looks a little bit like his loin. What's the Taina Chashuva by a Moigdav Amixas case? The fact that he was Moigdav on part. What's the Taina Chashuva by an Eid Echad case? The fact that it's an Eid Echad. What's the Taina Chashuva by Rabbi Chiya's case? He's also getting in. The Eidim that are made on part of it. But by Kaifer HaKol, the guy said, you owe me? He says, no. No, Taina Chashuva. Kaifer HaKol doesn't have a Taina Chashuva. So according to Tosis, what we're saying is, at the end of the day, if there's a Tzad HaShava, does it still work with a Drora system? Yeah. The Tzad HaShava goof is, there's a Taina Chashuva with a Drora and a Kvira. But any Drora, there's a Drora of Ma'idah B'Mixas, there's a Drora of Eidechot, there's a Drora of Rav Chiya. Does this make it that Rav Chiya's Drora is even starker? Again, going back to my Gimel Amid Beis problem? No, it's a big problem. But there's also a drawer over here. Now, there's one more case. There's one more case. Watch this. Not a Moed B'Mixas, not an Eid Echad, not a Kaifer HaKol, and not Rav Chiya's case. I'll tell you what the case is. A guy says, you owe me 100. And he says, I'll even tell you exactly what you owe me. You owe me 50 of Karka and 50 of Metalfalin. 50 of Karka, 50 of Metalfalin. And the guy says back, no. I owe you the karka, but I don't owe you the metalchlin. I'm Kaifer HaKol on the metalchlin, I'm Moida on the karka. On money, number-wise, crunching the numbers, he said you owe me 100, he said he's Moida 50. But do you swear in such a case? It's mevur that you don't swear. Why? There's no din of Moida b'mixas when the haidah is on karka. Similarly, there's no din of Moida b'mixas if the haidah was halach. What's halach, you ask? We'll see later on in the week. The Gemara talks about it. But when you give the money up right away, front up, it's not called the haidah. There are various also other halachas that Moed B'Mixas don't apply in certain things. The Haidah has rules. Not on Karka, not on Halach, not on Soirim if you were Tayveyachitim, V'chule. There's other cases as well. I'll call Elu, I want to ask, why don't you swear in all those cases? Why don't you swear else at Sara Shavit? Is there a Taina in those cases? Yes. Is there a Kfira? Is there a Taina Chashuva? Careful, is there a Taina Chashuva? There's a Taina Chashuva. The fact that he was Moida on Karka, Sa'irim, Hela. Who cares if he was Moida on something that in Hilchis Moida B'Mixas, this rule, Moida B'Mixas doesn't apply in X, Y, and Z. Okay. But why isn't it Chayiv al Tzara Shava? Let there be a Yechiyach. Tosis already asked from Kaifer HaKol, but now I'm asking from the quasi Kaifer HaKol. These weird cases. We dealt with these cases. It should be a problem as well. It's a big problem. The Shita Mukabetz has asked the Kasha. I saw an interesting chiddush in the Beis Halevi. He says a yisoid, based on a Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Tzad Hashove doesn't get upschlugged from Yechiyachs. Kacha. Tzad Hashove doesn't get upschlugged from Yechiyachs. Just because you find another case that's not, so that's exception to the rule, you're still allowed to run the Tzad Hashove through. Tosis is mashma like that, because Tosis asked Kaifer HaKol Yechiyach. But could be when Tosis asked Kaifer HaKol Yechiyach, he didn't just mean Yechiyach, he means Kaifer HaKol is the case of Rav Chiya. But Stamos like to ask from these other cases that I asked from as a Yechiyach, maybe it's not a Yechiyach. So Ad Kan is the first step of the Tzad HaShoveh. And in all honesty, so according to Rav Chiya, where are we learning things out from now? To learn Rav Chiya's din, not directly a kal v'chaymer from Piv. There's a pircha mal a Piv shekhen yeshne bakoshev azoma. Not a direct kal v'chaymer from Eid Echad, there's a pircha. But I learned that from Piv and Eid Echad. What does Piv and Eid Echad have in common? Taina u'kfira. Every kaifer akal also has taina u'kfira. Every taina behaida bekarka, haida behelach has taina u'kfira. Yeah, but it doesn't have the drawing. The next step is, I want to speak out, Shitas Rashi. There's a big shtickle Torah here from Rav Nochem. I'm not going to give you all of it, but I want to put down certain points of it that are relevant for now. There's a fascinating topic over here. Rashi in Baba Kama says that Kaifer HaKol is also Chayav Shvua. Mamash, a game changer in the whole system. Rashi in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Zayin, says Kaifer HaKol, the Etzim potentially would have, should have been Chayav Shvua. There's nothing special about Ma'ayid B'Mikzas. Yeah? Why is Kaifer HaKol Chayav? What's the pshat? We had two options. One option was Kacha, Rashi holds, any time there's a Taina and a Kvira, really a Chayav. So why is Kaifer HaKol not Chayav? What did Rashi say? Chazaka ain't a Demeis Panav. And Chazaka ain't a Demeis Panav. As Rashi even says, by a Bekodoyim, you're allowed to have chutzpah, because Rashi learns the chutzpah is you don't have chutzpah to be kaifer akol to someone who did you a favor by halvo. He lent you money, he did you a favor, but by pakodim, a kaifer akol is also chayv. That was Rashi shita. So Rashi calls every kaifer akol chayv. Mu'uma said we said a different shot. We said that no, you're only chayv when there's a drora. And why the b'mikzas has a drora. Eid Echad has a drora. So where's the drora by kaifer akol? So we said a big vart. We said, when you teveya somebody and he's koifer hakol, of mamash hakol, that goof is a drora. Why out of the blue would he have started up with you? Ain't no dumb teveya, el im ken yesh le klum. And we even had this beautiful einfall. We said, what would be if a guy's moide half a pruta? Moide half a pruta falls through the cracks. It doesn't have the drora of a moide that makes us. It doesn't have the drora of koifer hakol. But Rav Nochem wanted to say different. Rav Nochem wanted to say that maybe Shitas Rashi is that the emes every koifer hakol's chayv, and it has nothing to do with the drora. But that comes to a big problem. The ganze Masechta Shavuos, these Shavuos the rice of Moed Miksas, Eid Echad, Reb Chiya, is it drora oriented or not? So he said, "Amar the Gezachar Nochem." On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara asked, Rabba asked, "Mipnei Ma Omra Toyra Moed B'Miksas Atayni Yishava?" And Rashi learned the kasha was, "Why is only B'Moed Miksas Chayv?" I'm sorry, why is Moed Mitzvah Chayv? He has a Meshav Aved, he could have been Chayv for a Kol. And we explained, what is Meshav Aved? It means Rashi holds, Migu doesn't pat the Rishvul. Migu left through Mishvul, Loya Main, Rashi holds. So what is Meshav Aved? We explained, and this was a big vart. The system of the Sugya is a drora. Very careful. What's the drora by Moed Mitzvah? Again, you know, Taisis' Lashon today was Nira Kimishaker, and we said, that's drora. What's the drora by Moed Mitzvah? Why do you look a little suspicious? You look a little suspicious because you admitted part of it. On that, we say, you look suspicious because you admitted part of it? I look suspicious because I admitted part of it? If anything, the fact that I admitted part of it is the raya that I'm saying the truth. Hare, if I'm stam a liar and I'm stam looking to steal money, I would have even said more money. I would have said all the money. Dafka, though, it don't make me look legit. How could you make that? How could that be the drawer against me if it's what makes me look good? And we said a big vart like that. And if the oil remembers, I was maftiach then. That means Meshav Aved is a deraisa to Kedin. Be'ezer Hashem, we're not up to it yet, but on Dalad Amid Beis, Rashi says, the Gemara quotes the concept of Meshav Aved. Over there, it's a funny story. Be'ezer Hashem, we'll get there on Dalad Amid Beis. A guy comes to you with a star. It says, you owe me sloyim, dinrim, dollars. It doesn't say how many. Okay, it could be, how many could it be if it says you owe him dollars? Two and up. Yeah, one is not dollars. Yeah, I mean, in some cities, Pashas, one is not dollars, so two and up, okay. And granted, they started finding the loiva says three, and the other guy says five. And the chap is the guy. Why did he have to say three? You could have said two. The other guy could have said 172. Avada. We're gonna talk about that on the Avdala. There should be a Meshav Aved both ways. Shkoyach, that's the part we're not doing now. But the problem is the Gemara says Meshav Aved, and Rashi says it's a takana midrabanan. Quoting a Gemara in Gittin that says Meshav Aved is a takana de Rabbanan. And that's a nightmare, because here Rashi said on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Mitnei Ma'omra Torah, the Raisa. Why is it a Moed Mitzvah? He has a, quote, Meshav Aved at the Patrim, Mashal, like Meshav Aved is like really a Gavaldic, the Raisa thing. Says Rav Nocham, a Moed Mitzvah. And he does this command on every Masechta for those that are, as you see in this, the Masechta's developed. And a lot of Masechta's he has this. It's called the Mapecha that happens in the Masechta. Something happens. Something happens every day. But something happens in the sugi here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. And it's like this. This is how Rav Nachum Segal Torah goes. On Daf Gimel, the system of Shavuos are drora rigged. Based on drora. What's the drora by Moed B'Miksas? He looks suspicious because he admitted half. What's the drora by an Eidechot? There's an Eidechot saying that this guy's story is legit. What's the drora by Kaifer HaKol? Oh, we tried working maybe a drora by Kaifer HaKol, but Pashtus there isn't. What did Meshav Aveda mean? Meshav Aveda says, specifically by the drawer of Moed B'Miksas, as we said, I'll say it again, it's a Moed B'Miksas, the Haidah is what makes me look suspicious. Are you kidding? The Haidah is what makes me look legit. I could have done the Kaifer it. How could that be the thing that makes me look suspicious? That point is what makes me look good. But then something dramatic happened on Dalet Amud Aleph. On Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Chiya was on the search that there should be a Chiya by Hadas Eidim. And he said, we make it Tzad HaShoveh. Tzad HaShoveh of what? Piv and Eidechot. And what quote, what does the Gemara say Piv and Eidechot have in common? What do they have in common that we therefore will bring other things in also? Lashon HaGemara? Taina Ukfira. Literally, what do the words Taina Ukfira mean? Any case where there's one guy tainy you owe him and the other guy denying that he doesn't, that's enough to get you into the club. No, Kaifer HaKol is also in that club. So what did Taisa say? Taisa said, no, only Taina Chashuva. Meaning there's a drara, not the drara, but a drara. The drara of Maid B'Miksas, the drara of Erecha, the drara of Kaifer. Says Rav Nachum, no, over here it changed. Any Kaifer HaKol is also Chayev. And that Rashi and Baba Kamak of Zion, I'm sorry, it's after Baba Ben Zvi Daftal. I know it's not, but that's what he wants to say. Rashi and Baba Kama is going after the Mapecha. After the Mapecha, whenever there's a Taina and a Kvira, there's a Shvua. You have to come up with excuses, why not? So Kaifer HaKol has excuses. Chazok Eino Demeyes. Why doesn't Chazok Eino Demeyes Pater Eidechot also? So that you have to say before, the Dror is starker. You still have to go with that system, that when the Dror of Eidechot is starker, Chazok Eino Demeyes doesn't Pater that. Like Rav Nachum's Torah, the Maskan, it's not. After the Mapech, it's not. Not like Rav Elio, Rav Elio, Milondurj in the Toys Rosh that we quoted. No, but I see it's now what counts because Piv also has Chayiv and it's not a drawer. And we say instead what they have in common is that any Tainu Kfir. Any Tainu Kfir. It's not this drawer that caused it, it's not that drawer that caused it. So we don't say it's a common drawer, that's what Taisa said. Rather, it's any Tainu Kfir. No, because the oimek of why Meshav Aveda was potentially able to be the Raisa was the Haidah is a drawer, basically. It looks like that. Now, if you're not talking about drawers, then it's a Rabbanan. There is no more vor of Meshav Aveda mid the Raisa. It just disappeared. That's what he says. Now, there's another pshat in Tainu Kvira, and this is shocking the first time you have this. It's wow. What did literally the words Tainu Kvira mean? A case that there's a guy tiny, there's one guy tiny, and another guy being Kaifer. Does Kaifer HaKol also fit that bill? Yes. Technically, yeah. So Tysus got out of it. He says, no, it means a tiny chashuva. But that was the oystre. Technically, does Kaifer HaKol fit that bill? Yeah. Does Eidechot fit that bill? Avada, every case. If there's a tiny, there's a kvir. Careful. The Ramban learns that the Tzad HaShav is not from Piv and Eidechot. The Ramban learns that Tzad HaShav is from Piv and Gilgul of Eidechot. And first of all, why does the Ramban say the Makar is from Piv and Gilgal of Eidechot?
Gilgal of Eidechot is from Eidechot.
I know. But what I can explain exactly that right now. Why does the Ramban say that Tzad HaShav is, yeah, able to be from Piv and Gilgal of Eidechot, and still it's not able to be from Piv and Eidechot, even though Gilgal of Eidechot comes from Eidechot? Excellent. Explains the Ramban, because what was the Gemara's Pircha why Eidechot is not a Tzushtot to Reb Chiya's case? Because Eidechot Pashat, hey, you missed the boat. Eidechot is made on... on what the Eidechot is made. We want to know if there's a shvua even on the pot that he's not made. Now, whereas Rashi and Tosfos learned that was only a pircha, fix-upable by a Tzad HaShoveh, the Ramban held no. The taina of that Eidechot is al-Mashameh Hunishma makes it totally irrelevant to our topic. We rather instead have to bring in Gilgal of Eidechot, where if you're catching on, Gilgal of Eidechot means there's an Eidechot about one topic, but then you're saying that, now that you're anyway swearing to me, also swear to me that you don't owe me a horse and an eved and a cow and a or whatever, all kind of other things. On the other hand, the Gemara said that wasn't a good makar because Shavua Gerer Shavua. This we spoke out on Thursday. Whereas Rashi and Tosfos hold, Shavua Gerer Shavua is a statement that Gilgal Shavua has no shaykhus to our topic. It's not even salvageable with a Tzad HaShoveh. It's just not relevant. Now again, those that say the Tzad HaShoveh is Piv and Eidechot hold that Gilgal Shavua is totally not sustainable. Those that say that Piv and Gilgal is the Makar, they hold Eid Echad is not sustainable. Watch this. Those that hold that Eid Echad and Gilgal are both not sustainable can go home. There's no Rebchia. There's no such sheet. But that's what would happen. That could be someone that argues on Rebchia. Someone that argues on Rebchia could say, hey, Piv itself is not a good Kal V'Chomer because there's a Pirch of HaKosha, and your attempted fix-uppers, your Yechiachs, / Sara Shava builders of Eid Echad or Gilgal are both out of the box. Now, again, Rashi holds Eid Echad is still salvageable. Yes, the Ramban holds Gilgal is still salvageable. What if you hold both are salvageable? And I said this on Thursday. Then your name is the Maram Shif. That's what the Maram Shif wanted to do. He says you don't even need Piv at the end. And the Rabbi says he learns it out from Piv. You don't even need Piv. Learn it out from Gilgal and Eid Echad of Gilgal. I Eid Echad is al Mashamein Unishva. Gilgal Yechiach. I Gilgal is Shvua Gerer Shvua. Eid Echad Yechiach. Okay, that was an out of the box thing. But Kipshutai. So what's our options though in base front center over here? What is going to be the Sara Shava? Either Piv and Eid Echad. Now, if it's Piv and Eid Echad, this we already did. What does Tainu Kfir mean? I'm soon going to get to the shocking part of the topic. What does Tainu Kfir mean if you hold Piv and Eid Echad? What does Piv, Ma'idah B'Miksas, and Eid Echad, when a guy says you owe me 100 and he even has an Eid Echad saying like him and you're denying it, what do those two cases have in common? That someone is tining something and this is another guy being kite for something. Okay. If you're learning it out from Piv and Gilgal, it's different. You know what Piv and Gilgal have in common? In both cases, it's not just that there's a guy tining and there's a guy being kaifer. There's a guy tining and a chelik of his taina is tak established. Which chelik of his taina is established by Piv? The Haidah part. And by the Gilgal Shvua case? The first in Torah. There's an Eid Echad really there that says you owe him the money. And you know what kfira means? Kfira means that part of the money on the table, the guy really has a legit kfira that you don't owe him. Where is that? By the Moed Mixus, it's the part that he's being kaifer. By the Gilgal case, it's the second in Torah where he doesn't have anything on you. Okay, watch these words. Taina u'kfira. I'm going to make an astounding announcement. Kaifer akol and Eid Echad are not al yidei taina u'kfira hengoy. In kaifer akol, what is it? And I'm quoting a Rashba now. There's a kfira. A guy says you owe me, he's kaifer all 100. So there's a kfira. There's no taina. There's not a single dollar there that he has a taina. Taina means that that he's so well established that he has it on you. He has a haidah, he has an erech, and he has something in him. By kaifer akol, listen to the words, kfira iko, taina leko, and erech also. The guy has a full erech on all $100. So taina iko, he has a taina of 100 on you. Kfira leko, you don't even have $1 of kfira. Again, fascinating nakuda, a new translation to the words taina ukfira. It makes Tosfos Kasha of Learn Kaifer Akol also out totally irrelevant. Sai Eid Echad and Sai Kaifer Akol are not part of Tainu Ukfira Engoyim. Because in this translation, what does Tainu Ukfira mean? That Moide B'Miksas and Gilgal Eid Echad. What's Gilgal Eid Echad? A guy says, I have an Eid Echad, you owe me 100. And now that you have to swear to me on that 100, also swear to me about the car. So you have a Tainu on the 100 and he has a Kfira on you about the car. By Moide B'Miksas, he says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only get 50. So he's tining to 50, that is Moida. The chelik of the Hoida is called Taina. He has a good Taina on you. You're going to have to be paying that. And he has a kfira on the other half. Kaifer Akol, there's a kfira. He's kaifer all 100. But you don't even have a Taina at all. A Taina min atzachas. And Eid Echad is pumfakert. And this is the lashon of the Rashba. It's poetic. Eid Echad Taina Ika. Kfira Leka. Kaifer Akol, kfira Ika. Taina leka. Yes, the taina by Moed Mixus is the peh, and by the Gilgal of Eid Echad case, the taina is the first entire that there's an Eid Echad on, and the kfira is the second entire that there's nothing on. That's what taina u'kfira means. Wow, a whole different way of looking at it. Now, having said all that, I want to now go to an interesting topic. There's an interesting shaila that the Pais can clarify. Could be there's already sources for this in the Rishayim. Moed v'miksas, peh, there's a gzeres hakosev, there's a minimum amount. It has to be how much? We discussed this already. Shtei kesef. How much is shtei kesef? I'm not exactly sure the numbers. It's a couple of dozen prutas. It's two more of kesef. I forgot how many more how many pruta in a more. 30 or 40 pruta in a more. I don't remember the numbers. But it's a mechumadik amount, and there's no dinam. If a guy says you owe me, if a guy says you owe me 10 prutas, and he says back, no, I only owe you 5 prutas, what's the din? What's the din? Basics. So what's the din? A guy, no. It's not shtei kesef. So he pays the five and he doesn't have to pay. And that's exactly the point. It's not a moed mixas. If a guy says you owe me 10 frutas, if it's a kli, it's different. The Rashi has a tzad that if it's a kli, I'm less than a frut. But moed mixas, gzeres hakosef, no hesbet to this. If it's less than shtei kesef, there's no din of moed mixas. Accepted? The parsha of Eirechot, Shavuos Eirechot, is no svar, nothing, not new shtam, gzeres hakosef. Just like Enos Malakar, gzeres hakosef. Shavuos Eirechot needs shtei kesef. It actually is a machlekes amirayim, but we pass it doesn't. Okay? If a guy says you owe me 10 prutas, and an Eirechot comes, and says, yeah, you owe him 10 prutas, what's the din? You have to swear on what? On all 10 prutas. Is that clear? Again. Because I think we're going to get this in the clue. If a guy goes to him and says you owe me 10 prutas and he's moed on 5, what's the din? Well, the 5 that you moed, you pay, of course. I do ask in Canadian. But there won't be a shvua. There won't be a shvua because there's no din of shvua smoed the mixas. When it's less, stay kesef. Shvua seid echad. Shvua seid echad applies. We paskin, machlekes, but we paskin even when it's not shvua kesef, even on 2 prutas. Even on 1 pruta. A guy says, you owe me a pruta and I have an eid echad. You owe him a pruta? You have to swear on the pruta. A nice kasha, a shayla, sorry. Reb Chiya's din. A guy says, you owe me 10 prutas. He's kai for a call. And Adam coming on 5 prutas. You swear Reb Chiya's din? Kishmak Ashayla, what do you hold? Does Reb Chiya's din need shtei kesef? What does Oilem hold? Maidim Mitzas has a limitation to after shtei kesef. If a guy says 10 prutas and you're maid on 5, there's no shvua. Shvua Seid Echad doesn't have that gedder, it needs to be shtei kesef. What's the din by Reb Chiya? A guy says you owe me 10, he's kai for a call, and then Aiden coming on 5. Prutus. Do you have to swear on the other 5 Prutus as Reb Chiya's din? No one has an opinion on it? I'm gonna get there. What? Excellent. What? Excellent Taina. Before Gilgalo. There was only Gilgalo. There's no Shvu yet at all. There might not be Gilgalo. Because you're not a Galgalo from moment. No, and what the Aiden says, two Aiden, he's paying. It's not Shvu, he's paying. He's gonna pay for it. Nice try. He's gonna be paying for it. It's not Shvu. Does Reb Chiya's din apply? Now let's be honest. If Reb Chiya flat learned his din out from Piv, and by Piv there's a din that needs to be shtei kesef, so what would be the din by Reb Chiya? L'chayra? It would need shtei kesef. If Reb Chiya's learning out his din from Eid Echad, or Gilgal of Eid Echad, you don't need shtei kesef. But now, no, it wouldn't. It would tell him machlekes. Yeah, I mean, excellent. It's machlekes, I'm sure, but we've been passing out. But now we're learning out Reb Chiya from a tzara shav of Piv and Eid Echad. So does it get the din of Piv, or does it get the din of Eid Echad? I know it's Yechich, but what do you do now when you have two Malamdin? So, L'chayri, you can still say thank you for selling two Baba Kamam. Bar is Pater on Kalim, but it's Chayiv on Tamun. Eish is Chayiv on Kalim, Pater on Tamun. What's the din when you make a Tzad HaShav and you learn out Bar Amis Galgal? Which is a tzad hashava of two mazikim, bar and eish, or bar and shar. Which dinam does it get? Does it get the dinam of the bar, or does it get the dinam of the eish, or both? It's a whole shayla, big machlekes we shine in Baba Kama. L'chayr, it's a similar shayla over here.
They're controlling as a counter.
I'm setting it up. Should I give? You know, bar has a tuna. Bar is tchila sasi asul nezek. Eish isn't. Eish is koyach achamor avoy. Bar isn't. Bar mezgalgal is a little more for both. Here also, piv is mamish with a drawer of haidah. Eid echad is the drawer of eid echad. Reb Chiya is this new case being learned out from both. So which dinim should I give it? Now it's not only shtei kesef. If a guy goes to and says, maybe you owe me shtei kesef. I don't know, maybe. And the guy says, yeah, I owe you a pruta. Is there a shvua? By a moed mixas, if the original taiveh is a shema, is there a parsha moed mixas? No. But by eid echad, is there a shvua of eid echad if the taiveh originally is shema? He himself is shema, but an eid echad comes in. What?
Eid shema or the
taiveh? No, the eid is vada. The taiveh is shema. Nice try. The taiveh is shema.
That's regular eid echad.
Avada. But it's. No, the eid.
Let's say there was no taiveh, only an eid echad.
That's the machlaikis rishonim. There's a machlaikis rishonim if eid echad is machai v'shvua. Rimagash and Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Ephraim and Shavuos, whether Eid Echad, if the Taiveh is not Bari, and Bari by himself, not Bari because the Eid Echad convinced him, is the Rishvua of Eid Echad. Careful. On the Tzad, assuming that Eid Echad is even by Shema, and by the Mixas is only by Bari, what's the din by Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya is like, catching up? Rav Chiya is like Piv? Or Rav Chiya is like Eid Echad? So that was already a second dogma. I want to get on a few more dogmas. One dogma was whether you need a Tainus Bari. Again, rules are, by the Mixas needs a Tainus Bari. Eid Echad doesn't need a Tainus Bari. Does Rav Chiya need a Tainus Bari?
How do we bring it back to the
drug? We could also, let me, I want to just set it up. The other thing is Shtei Kesef. Might the Mixas need Shtei Kesef? Oh, Eid Echad doesn't need Shtei Kesef. Does Rav Chiya need Shtei Kesef? We're learning it out from Piv and Eid Echad. Which dinim does it get? Third Nafkamina. If a guy goes to you out of the blue and says, I owe you 50. And then you go to him and say, no, you owe me 100. Is there a dinim might the Mixas? It's called Kadam Haidal Tviyah. Kadam Haidal Tviyah. Does it mean why the mixas does not work? Unless first it was a Tviyah, and then the reaction was a Haidah. But if the Haidah came first, there's no din of Maidah Mixas. Does Rav Chiya have that rule? If Rav Chiya flat out is being learned from Pip, well, what would be the case by Rav Chiya? First, Adam said, you owe 50, and then he says, no, I owe me 100.
Isn't that just Misvara? Because if he comes in his Maidah before.
No, it's not only Misvara. It's not only Misvara. What did you call it yesterday? Yashras. It's not only that, it's a lot of other things also.
Is that Misvara why Maidah Mixas should be less than Shlekeset?
No. There is a cost of. We're dealing with the Alfusis. So how many Nafkaminas did we say? We made a muscle. Azoivi and Baba Kama. When you learn the from Bar and Esh. So do you get the dinam of Bar? Or do you get the dinam of Esh? Meaning when a thing gets Nizik from a Bar Mizgalgul, but it was Kalim. Is it Chayiv? Why not? Esh is Chayiv on Kalim. And if it was Taman, are you Chayiv? Yeah, why not? Bar is Chayiv on Taman. Yeah, but this is a quasi-Bar Esh thing together. Which one should it have? How many Nafkaminas did we say? Three so far. Shtei Kesef, which is a din by Moed Mixas only. Tainus Bari, which like some Rishonim is only by Moed Mixas. And Kodam Idol Tfiyah. I want to say one more, a few things, but I want to say first of all another Nafkamina. If a guy is a Moed Mixas and he doesn't want to swear, what's the din? He says, you owe me 100. He says, no, I only owe 50. What's the din? If you don't want to swear, Mitoich, She'ein Anishba, what ends up happening? You pay. There's a din of Mitoich. Because you don't swear, there's a din of Mitoich. By Eid Echad, is there a din of Mitoich? Anyone else? Yeah. Abadah. So one second. Otherwise, what is it? By Piv, there's a din of Mitoich? Yes. By Eid Echad, is there a din of Mitoich? Also, yes. So by Rav Chiya, is there a din of Mitoich? This should be easy.
Should be, yes.
Why not? Piv has Mitoich. Eid Echad also has Mitoich. Both Melamdim have Mitoich. So Abadah, Adosah, also can have Mitoich. But is there mitoich on Gilgal Shvuah? Is there mitoich on Gilgal Shvuah? Avada. So it's a big machloi that you're supposed to swear, that you have to swear. There's no teeth. I also.
A mitzvah?
Yeah, not a mitzvah. You have to do it. You're not going to pay if you don't. There's a big shiloh. I know. There's a big shiloh that some say that by Gilgal Shvuah you can enforce him to swear. But bottom line, if he doesn't swear, there's no din of mitoich. Comes Rabbi Kiveg, Rabbi Ur, the Bar Makayim is. The Olam remembers, where did we learn Rav Chiya from? From Piv and Eid Echad? Or from Piv and Gilgal? Machlokes Mishnayim. Like Rashi and Tosfos, what did we learn it out from? Piv and Eid Echad. But like the Ramban and that whole Machina, we learned it out from Piv and Gilgal. Yeah. Klerz Rabbi Kiveger. Is there mitoich by Rav Chiya? Piv has mitoich. So Rav Chiya also should. But it's also learned out from Gilgal. Gilgal doesn't have mitoich. If Gilgal doesn't have mitoich, so maybe here also it shouldn't. So that's already a fourth nafkamina, but this fourth nafkamina was on the other system. What were the three nafkaminas we declared? Even Lagabi, Piv, and Eid Echad. Meaning that Piv has the din and Eid Echad doesn't. Shtei Kesef, Tainus Bari, and Kadam Idol Tfiyah. Mitoich, about the would apply. Because Piv has mitoich, and Eid Echad has mitoich. Yeah. But what if you learn that from Piv and Gilgal? Gilgal doesn't have mitoich. So I want to end off with a fascinating shaila. What's the din if a guy goes and says, you owe me 10 prutis? And Adam come in and say, no, you owe him 5 prutis. It's the case of Rav Chiya. The case of Rav Chiya, but it wasn't Shtei Kesef. So does it have the din of Rav Chiya? Questionable. But assuming you want to implement the Shvuah, and now he says, I don't want to swear. Is there going to be mitoich? Now you have a problem because you're stuffed on both ends. Mitzarecher al piv, it needs to stay kesef. Elamai, you want to learn out from Gilgal, if you go with that sheet. Gilgal is mitoich. Doesn't have mitoich. You know what this is like? Is a bar hamisgalgal chayiv on kalim temunin? Is a bar hamisgalgal chayiv on kalim temunin? There are those that want to say that even if bar hamisgalgal could be chayiv on kalim because it could have its ish factor, and it could be chayiv on tomen because it could have its bar factor, but to be chayiv on kalim while they're tomen. So some say, yeah, even that, it's a numitzius. But some say, no, there's a limit, you can't do that. But that's what we're clearing. Will there be a mitoich on less than shnei kesef by a case of rabchir? Can the limit be? That's exactly what we're stacking. Can the limit be starker than the malam? That is what we're clearing.
How could you ever have such a thing?
We're going to explain that tomorrow. That's